broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day, and welcome to Babaji the Caveman, Babaji's spiritual sit-up comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Dr. Uma, and I am a co-host for Babaji, who is the spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from Babaji or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 a minute. Got laughter? Remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions and Babaji's got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining our 7:30 airtime radio show. We are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally, and no fear when Babaji's here. He kicks your crutches. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Okay, so I am taking over the show for today. Okay, so I'm going to start taking calls now. Hello, you're on air. Please say your name, please. Hello? 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 Okay, I'm going to put you on hold right now and take this next caller. All right. Hello, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi. Please say your name. Hi. Say your name and your question, please.
This is Tasha. I want to know when do you see me and Henry being close physically, mentally, and spiritually? Like what month?
Okay. I'm seeing you and Harry getting closer within the month of February. You know, it's a month of love, and I see that, yeah, love is in the air for you and him. You guys have a very strong spiritual connection already, and things are moving towards a critical point, a critical point where you and he will start coming closer together. So inertia is going to do its work. In other words, spiritually, you two are well on your way to getting closer anyway. So this month is going to be about gaining momentum, and then February is the boom when you're going to have the actual connection. Okay.
So will I have a relationship with him on Valentine's Day? Like starting Valentine's Day or before then?
No, it might be after Valentine's Day because I see that Valentine's Day is going to be like the apex where you and he will, you know, really like admit to each other. There's going to be that kind of relationship. And then afterwards is when things are really going to get hot. Yeah. So anyway, you don't have to do anything. Yeah, you don't have to do anything fun, you know, special. Just continue doing what you're doing and just stay positive. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna take the next caller. Hello, you're on air.
To Miss Andrea.
Hello. Hey Andrea, welcome. Please go ahead and ask me a question.
Yes, I received a phone call today regarding a job prospect with a medical group, which is where I usually work, and I'm wondering if this is going to materialize.
I see. I do see it materializing because what I see is that that position needs to be filled as soon as possible, and you came at the right time. Yeah, you came at the right time with this job lead. I sense that you know, you have all the qualifications that they're looking for. And so you're very fortunate. Yeah, you're very fortunate. You got into this thing right away. And so what is going to happen is, you know, I mean, with the job lead, you go through the interviews and everything else. I don't foresee a problem with you getting this job. So, you know,
so when will
stay
I be
positive.
Returning to work?
You should be returning to work near, like, the end of February, early March. So at least within this month, you'll hear something from them. So you go through these interviews. And then afterwards, after a couple of weeks, then they're going to say, okay, we'll offer you this position. And then, you know, when can you start? And you let them know that. And that's when I estimate you'll be coming back to work. So.
Okay, that sounds great.
Anyway.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You are so welcome. All right. Thank you much. Okay. So, hello, you're on air.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Uma. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Say your name, please, for everybody.
My name is Aisha.
Hi, Aisha. Welcome back.
Hi.
So what
Thank
brings
you
in today?
Okay, so my question is, there's good news that the job that I applied for, it's at a drug and alcohol treatment center, and I got the position as a clinical case manager. And I'm supposed to be starting most likely, by the end of this month. And I just want to know, is this a good fit, and will I like this job? I mean, I know I didn't start it yet, but I just want to know, is this a place where, I would be able, I'm going to be there for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking at the energy around the job site. Well, it's, I see that it is a good place for you to be for several reasons. One is the people there are supportive, okay? The clientele obviously is challenging because it's a treatment center, okay?
Right,
and I know full well how treatments have worked. But I see that you're going to like it very much. First of all, it's a great place to utilize your skills. With your knowledge in psychology, I see that you'll do well there. And I do see you staying there for some years, It's a good place for you to get seasoned. Yeah.
Right, yeah. They liked me, right? I think that they liked me right away,
They did. I mean, they saw you and they thought that you'd be a great fit for them. There's going to be, that's a place where I see that you'll stay for a few years. And you'll have some very interesting experience with the clients. My sense of the place is that, it will open doorways for other jobs in the future, which will lead you to advancement in your career. So this job that you're getting into right now is kind of is the place where I see you gaining a lot of valuable experience. So congratulations.
Right. Well,
Congratulations, thank you. Because I do see. So, go ahead. You have another question for me?
The question I had again was with Abdul, the guy that I was talking about before, and we have been in touch and we still talk on the phone and we talk every once in a while, but we haven't had any chance to meet, and I haven't. I'm just wondering if you see any meeting coming up, even in February or
Well, he wants to meet with you, like I said. February would be a month where he would like to meet you because, first of all, it's Valentine's, right? Everybody who's in love wants to meet during that time. And I also see that he will have more time to socialize during that month. So I would say, since you guys are talking, it's good for you to suggest to meet, and I see that he would be more available to meet you during that month. So
February. Okay.
In February. Just try February. This is with Abdul. Since you and him have known each other for a while, it's okay to be proactive about planning a meeting. So that way you
can get
closer together. Yeah. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks much.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
And thanks. Welcome back.
Bye
bye. Hello, you're on air. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with, please? You're on air. I can hear you now.
Hi.
Yes.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. You're on speakerphone. My name is Dee. How are you?
I'm fine, Dee. Welcome.
Okay.
Can I have your question, please? Yes.
What do you see coming up in my love life? Maybe meeting someone very special.
Okay. For you, your energy is opening up during the springtime, and love is in the air for you during the months of April and May. So I would say during those months, you will be magnetizing a soulmate in your orbit. So what that means basically, a soulmate is somebody who you have much compatibility with and a spiritual connection with. So I see you meeting a new person. Yeah, a new person, somebody you haven't met yet. You'll be meeting this person through a social gathering. So, you know, some friends will come together, you and your friends will come together from work, and you and you will be introduced to him through your friends, okay? And that's when you two will start, you know, talking and, you know, interacting with each other. So there's going to be a instant connection with you and this new person. Yeah, I know. So exciting.
Okay.
And
yes,
that's when you and he will start. I know. And you guys will start dating right away. So it's one of those things where it's like almost first love.
Yeah.
But definitely a very strong connection. I know. I love it.
Okay.
And so, you know, you
is he in my area? Do you know? Is he from another area or from another state or whatever?
No, he's in your area. It's just you haven't met him yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't met him. Okay.
He's like a friend of a friend. Yeah, he's a friend of a friend. And that's how you'll be meeting him, through your friends. Yeah.
Through my friends.
He's around.
Okay.
He's local. Yeah.
Oh,
so you'll, he's a very nice man. I know. He's a very nice man. He's very charming. He loves to read. He's like a poet, you know, so he loves writing. It's one of his things.
Yeah.
And he also, I know, and he also enjoys, what I pick up bits and pieces of him. I sense that he loves animals. I mean, he has, his work involves that he stays outdoors. So I feel like he travels doing his work, and he writes. So perhaps he's a travel writer or something, you know. But he's and I see that he's a romantic. That's the thing about him. It's like he wants to be with somebody who he feels like he can share that romantic side with. So that's something to look forward to. I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on air, and feel free to go to Babaji for more details, okay? Thank you. Okay. Okay, last caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, Dr. Uma.
Hello.
It's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Dr. Uma?
I am always good. Always good when I talk to you. Talk to everybody. So, what brings you by today? Go ahead and ask me a question.
Got it. So, thank you guys. You were right. I did hear from that company, and I have two, possibly three interviews coming up this week, and I was wondering how they were going to go.
I see that they will go well, because what I see is that they're going to your ability to handle managerial scenarios, especially with employee conflicts and things like that. So I see you doing well because you're quick on your feet, and you, for you, this is like old hat. You know how to deal with this. So this is like, this is going to go very well for you. And they need somebody who has that confidence in managerial work. So since you're going to do well in the interview, you have to, I'm just reminding you to just project that confidence, and you would be one of the top candidates to come into the position.
Oh,
and
thank
you
for that little tidbit. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a pleasure to serve. All right, guys, I'm all finished right now. So thanks, Barbara, for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Hello. Okay, so thank you, everybody. Wish you all the best, and goodbye, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.